This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everybody and welcome back to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. It's Renee here from Mummy Style and today I'm joined by the lovely mum of two, Megan from Ivy Bow's Life, who had her first little boy when she was just 18. Today we're asking the big question, can friendship survive parenthood? Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I can totally relate to what you're saying there about friendships changing. I have two little ones, Jacob, who's just turned 7, and little Ivy Bow, that's one, who turns 2 on Saturday. So I had Jacob at quite a young age. I was 18. Living life to the full, like working and a great group of friends still quite early on from feeling like I left school. Yeah. So I had quite a really strong social life. I think most of you do at that age. So when I became pregnant with Jacob, it was quite a shock because it wasn't expected. So I was really unsure what to do, being such a young age and still feeling like I didn't know what to do with life. But obviously that maternal instinct kicked in and I decided to carry on. And of course, I'm so glad I did because he's the light of my life, even though he's 7 turning 17. But it was a really hard time through my pregnancy because I didn't really have any friends that were supportive of it. So my group of friends really were the ones from school. Yeah. And it was more so about going out and a social off every Friday. We would be talking while we were at work, planning our weekends or planning weekends away. And instantly I found like, even at the start of my pregnancy, things were changing already. I wasn't being included like on days out, which didn't involve drinking. And obviously that made me feel like really low already, being so nervous about carrying this baby at a young age, and me and my partner like being completely like new to it all, and all of these new things like happening in my life. I really wanted like my friends' support there, and it was a real hard time wondering like if I was making the right decision again and what was wrong with me, and seeing other people out like with their friends shopping like for baby clothes and stuff, and it made me feel like very low and lonely, and only having like my partner really, my mum, in that aspect. So I completely understand how some people feel quite lonely having children at a young age, because of the social aspect of it. So yeah,
I guess it doesn't matter what age you are, it's such a huge change in your life, and if your friends aren't on that journey with you, regardless of even what age you are, when you were young, it can alienate people because they don't understand what journey you're on, and if they're not on it with you, then it is very lonely.
It is, yeah.
So when you had Jacob, did you find that those friends moved away or did they change in any way?
So I noticed that when I had Jacob, my friends kind of give the whole, oh, congratulations, he's beautiful, and all these people that I didn't hear off for a good 6 months would all of a sudden come back in the picture because they had like not a belly to look at anymore, this baby that everyone wanted to like coo over. So I noticed that all of a sudden, going from having not really anyone to talk to, I had tons of people that all of a sudden wanted to come and visit the baby and come and see us. And or you would get the message off people that you haven't really spoken to for probably even before you was pregnant, saying, oh, I hope you're doing well, we'll have to meet up. And back then, I really like sunk into that. I thought, oh, yeah, that would be lovely. But more so the second time around with Ivy, I knew that some of the people that were saying that, they just say it because it's kind of the right thing to say.
Yeah.
When someone has a baby and you see all these people commenting and saying, like, oh, we'll love to come and see you. So people just kind of just say it because it seems like the right thing to do. So I knew the second time around with Ivy that those people that were saying they were going to come and see us weren't.
Yeah.
But the first time with Jacob, I believe that they would, but they didn't. So that again was quite a hard experience and felt saddening to me because obviously I've just had a baby. I want everyone to coo over him. I want everyone to come and spoil him and see him. And in regards to some of the friends that I thought were like close friends and distanced in my pregnancy, they did. They come round and they saw him and brought us a card and all of those. But after a few weeks, once he was like a month, 2 months old, there was just no contact again. It was just kind of like everyone wants to come and see the new baby. And then once they've done that, they feel like they've done their bit more so than being friends. They've just kind of, they can say that they've been and seen the baby, so they've done their bit now. So they didn't really change in a way that I'd hoped they would in longing for that friendship back. But they did make the effort to come and see him, I suppose. But I think sometimes we have high expectations though of our friends. I think I did, at the age I'm at now, when I think back at it, I think when we're going through like our pregnancy journey, we all automatically expect everyone to kind of come on it with us. And some of those friends might not be maternal. It might not be their life's ambition to have children, so they don't have that in common with us. And that's obviously not something that you discuss when you haven't got children, because it's not on your agenda. It's just your job, your family, social life, where you're going to go. So it's almost like you kind of make yourself feel lonely by not thinking of the other person and their journey along with you. So I think sometimes when I think back, I feel like I wish I'd done more to kind of say, how are you feeling about me being pregnant? Like, is this something you're comfortable with? Like, or do you not know how to approach our friendship anymore? And things like that. Because I think we do forget that it affects others around us as well. But we do expect a lot of people sometimes to just automatically want to be all gooey over us and want to go baby shopping when it might not be their interest. So there are two, I've seen two sides now. I feel a lot more mellowed and less hurt about the loneliness side of it when I had Jacob than what I did then.
With you, during your two pregnancies, was there an opportunity to seek friends outside of your normal circle or other mums?
So with Jacob, I felt that I live quite local to like a couple of mum and baby classes. So when I felt a bit more, when I became more acceptant of the fact that like our friendships had kind of, it'd been like a good solid 8 months and it kind of gone now. I did like enjoy like walking around to like the health centre and getting in weighed and talking to other mums there. And that made me feel a lot less lonely, just for the simple fact of maybe the simplest things of hearing, like overhearing a conversation of like maybe a mum with a health visitor talking about them being up all night or they're doing this, and you think, so I'm not the only one then. Because when you haven't got anyone to talk to or any friends that are in the same position as you, you are kind of almost scared to speak out about, like, if you're having a hard time with your baby or hard time feeling lonely, you're scared to say it in case it makes you a bad mom or makes you feel like a bad person. So I found comfort in going to mom and baby classes, or like I said, just simply going to take him to get weighed. But with Ivy, this time round, I kind of caused my own misery in a sense, I think, because I'm old now. So I was 24, just about to turn 25 when I had Ivy, and I thought, because I'm a woman now and I have a different group of friends, and she's my second baby, and she was my other half's only granddaughter, so there's all boys in the family, and I'm my partner's side, so she was the first granddaughter. I thought, everyone's gonna be like, I'm gonna have a baby shower, I'm gonna have everything that I didn't have with Jacob, and I didn't again. And I think that's just down to, again, expectations. Like I caused myself that misery because I expected the life and the pregnancy celebration that I kind of seen on social media.
Yeah.
Like when you see people having baby showers and tons of friends, or their friends from school that they're still friends with along the way. And I thought I wanted to meet that expectation. So again, I just found, I find comfort in going to searching local community groups that, of people that I didn't know, and trying to form new friendships. So as I said, the first time round with Jacob, I kind of did it as a last resort, not thinking. But this time round, I knew how to find that comfort and get out of feeling lonely just by doing something new or meeting something new people. And that I find that there are a lot of groups around most areas if you look.
Yeah,
it's just about stepping out of your comfort zone sometimes.
Well, that's amazing that you did that, especially if you had your first so young to come from a friendship group that was solid, really strong, and then to push yourself, like you said, out of your comfort zone and meet new mums, find common ground. Yeah. Sometimes that's really the hardest thing when you've had a baby, is to just get up in the morning, get out, never mind, meet new people and sort of show your personality and get that new friendship group. So honestly, well done, because a lot of mums struggle with that.
Yeah.
So in terms of your old friendship group, do you still see them? Are they in your life, or have you got a whole new friendship circle?
To be honest, they are still in my life in an aspect of, again, resorting down to social media. So we're friends on social media and you see things about their life events and what they're doing, and I like their statuses or their photos, and if something's happened, like I'll make a comment.
Yeah.
But they're not someone that I could call a friend so much. I'd say I'm more of an associate now.
Yeah.
than what I would a friendship. I don't really have a new circle of friends either. I kind of have found like more of a bond within like my mum and family, like. And my partner, I feel like it's made us stronger, and just like talking on network, like forums and on Instagram, like what I'm doing at the moment. I meet new mums every day over social media, and though they're not, I have fleshy friends, which are friends of me in person, and then my Instagram friends. So it's like, although the people that I speak to aren't fleshy friends, I've made such great friendships and such great relationships just over my page, and that's really comforting. I think I've found the best way to be is when I put something on my story where I've maybe had a hard night, and I'll put like a video up and I'm like, and I think I look like hell, like I can't put this on Instagram, but I just think, do you know what, just do it. And I do, and I talk about the fact that I've had a couple of hours sleep or something, and I get such a huge response and so many people coming out of their shell saying, I thought I was the only one, or like, thank you for sharing this. And it gives me such a lot, like, a warm feeling. I feel like that's where a lot of people's problems lie, like, and not speaking out or scared to be honest of how they're feeling in case no one supports them.
Yeah.
So I don't really speak to the people that were my circle of friends from school who were my friends with Jacob, but I've got my new kind of support network of friends are the people on Instagram.
That's interesting. So when you mentioned about your original friends where you didn't have anything in common, they weren't on the mother journey, and now you have these Instagram friends which relate to you, they're going through the same things, sleep deprivation, you know, bringing up children, you suddenly found that connection with them, and I guess that's much more easy to get that rapport with. So the big question is, did your partner's friendships change at all? Because I know from my husband, his life hasn't changed at all. If anything, he's gained friends from friendships really? I've made. What about your partner?
I wish I could say the same. No, like, I think mine, again, boils down to age, because both me and Harry were so young, and I think, no offence, but men take a bit longer to mature. I think, like, wait, like, obviously it was a shock to my friends when we was like having a baby young, but to Harry's, they all still expected him to very much be like out every weekend.
One of the lads.
Yeah, 100%. And Harry's always been really, really supportive with me from the moment that like I got pregnant with Jacob. And he's always been like a strong dad role, like through the pregnancy, always like off to the shops to get my get my cravings and stuff.
Oh, which is amazing.
We don't want to be going. I didn't want to be going out or anything. Any excuse, play on the whole. Oh, this baby. But no, unfortunately, Harry's friendships were affected massively. Because I wanted the whole, you know, he should be knuckling down now and not wasting money going out and. Yeah. Like, you know, you need to start, like, putting priorities first. Like, priorities come into it then. Like, you go from being, like, you know, a young couple with a free life to do whatever you like to, right, we're going to be becoming parents and we need stability in our lives. We need a home. And for Harry as well, most of his friends were single at the time. So they don't, again, it's being able to relate. They can't relate. They haven't got a girlfriend like that they have to give their time to. They haven't got a baby on the way. They haven't got to worry about finding a house. Like, so, you know, to them, they're just expecting the same Harry. Like, and he's not, obviously. So I kind of felt like for a long time it was a bit of a tug of war with him. I'm putting him one way and his friends are trying to pull him the other way. And at the same time, it was very hard for him, like, to accept all these changes going on and not knowing what to do for the best. So,
how did you have those conversations with him?
Well, I'd like to say they were conversations, but they were more more arguments, unfortunately, with a hint of like raging hormones in between. But I just said that, like, you know, we need to look at it in the long term, and the long term is that a baby's going to be here and they're going to be dependent on a mum and a father.
Yeah.
And if he wants the responsibilities of being a dad and saying, you know, well, I'm their dad, then he needs to take on the dad role in full swing. And that his friends were, I just kept saying that, you know, if your friends are your friends, then they'll do what's best for you. So if that means coming over and having, like, you know, a drink in the house or a cup of tea or, you know, while I'm out, then they would, but obviously they didn't. They were more just interested in the social scene.
That's so a shame. So are they around still now?
No, but he has got, he's obviously, you know, we're 7 years on now. From like first having Jacob. I mean, having Ivy, the friends that he made over them 7 years, they're more of the mature side than the whole, like I said, being 18 and being fresh from school and all of that. So he's found like a kind of a good solid unit of friends now that were just like really genuinely happy for us when I got pregnant with Ivy. And they understand the whole, you know, we come first and the kids come first and stuff. And they just have more of a social life now of like, you know, if I'm okay with it and if I'm okay with sorting the kids, and he'll just pop to the pub on a weeknight just for a catch up, or we'll go around and sit at like their house and our kids can play together. I think friendships are a lot better when there's kids involved.
Yeah, for sure.
And girlfriends and other, like, you know, because you can go on family outings and stuff.
I think I was really lucky. I did NCT classes before I had my first, and even though I've got quite a big friendship group, meeting new people that were very, babies were born very similar time, and that whole thing where you have a baby and it's so lonely at night time.
Yeah,
we had like a WhatsApp group, and we could chat through the night, and you didn't feel so lonely. And even now, there were 6 of us in total. 3 of us are still really good friends. Obviously, people go back to work and change, and your life changes. But I think, like you said, having friends where you can all go round, have your kids together, you've all got that common ground, and it is, it's almost like a new chapter of your life, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it's the convenience side of it. So it's like the amount of times if you just want to, you've seen friends that haven't got children, so they're just at work 5 days a week, you're like, oh, we'll have to meet up when you have a day off. So you're forever waiting for that day off and it never comes. Whereas if you're friends with like stay-at-home mums, you know, you can see them like every week and you take your kids around. So it is easier to build a friendship and a relationship. And I think that's the same with Harry. Obviously, him and his friends work majority of the week, and then the weekends he'll see them, but we'll go out as a family. So his family will come out and the kids play and stuff. So yeah. It works a lot better, I think, when you meet someone that's on the mutual understanding. Friendships just flow that way.
Yeah, especially if the kids come round and they're throwing pom-pairs all over the floor and they spill their drink. And, you know, it's having that friend that doesn't completely panic and go, oh, my God, get your kids out
you
the house.
You know it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, 100%. But that's why that being said, I also try to make sure that the days we're meeting up, it's family outings. The kids trash the house enough as it is.
Is there any advice for, especially because, you know, you're being a young mum yourself, for anyone that's out there who's listening who's also maybe young or maybe doesn't have a big friendship group, any advice for them on how they can reach out and find new friends?
I think for me, I was my worst enemy, and I think I got sunk too much into what people would think of me and what people thought of me, and how that made me as a mum and as a person. Whereas I've brought Jacob up just as well as I bring Ivy up now at the age of 26. And I feel like I wish I'd just spoken out a bit more and stopped like living in a shell, scared to speak out to anyone or speak up because people would like what they would think of me, so my advice really would just be like, I think people should trust themselves a lot more, like, and believe in yourself a lot more. That's you're capable,
yeah.
And that, you know, your ability to be a mom is in your heart, and you know it's all down to you. It doesn't matter what other moms say is right or wrong. You carried that baby and protected that baby for 9 months, and you're that baby's world, as you know, as they are yours. And it's like you're the best person for them. Like, don't I feel like I really judge myself and put myself down a lot. Like, if I'd make the tiniest mistake, let's say for instance, and I'm sure so many of you are going to relate, put 6 scoops in instead of 5, and I thought,
never done that ever.
Oh no, I've got to start again. Like, I'm gonna have to do a whole new bottle. And we've got, like, I had Jacob in my arms screaming desperate for this bottle because he's overslept and it's like half an hour on. I feel like I really beat myself up about it, more so because I'm thinking, oh, I'm young, like, then that what the judgments of what you think people will make, whereas I've made that same mistake now at the age that I am. So
it's almost like that reluctance, isn't it, to make new friends because you don't want them to judge you when you're trying to figure it all out yourself. That's why you almost want your old friends to sort of relate to you, because it's they'll go, oh, we get it, you know, it's you, you're ditzy or you're forgetful. But then to go and tell someone completely new that, hey,
like, whenever I see videos now on Instagram of, like, I saw one girl recently, and she was talking about her little boy that is having trouble sleeping at the moment, and she's tried controlled crying, and she's tried this and she's tried that, and she's been suffering for months, hasn't want to say anything because people are giving their advice or saying you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. And I just got in touch with her and I said, listen, you do what you feel's right for your baby.
Yeah.
What's right for your baby, what's right for you, and don't listen to anyone else unless you want to take that advice on board. And I feel like I just wish, if I could go back, I'd prize myself out of my little shell and I'd have trusted what I thought and what I wanted to do. There were times in my head where I'd think, oh, I'll go to that group. Like, that looks like a good group, there'd be a mum and baby group on. And then I'd hold myself back and think, oh, actually, what if there's someone there that turns their nose up at me? When it's like me being 7 years on, if I was at a group and a young girl walked in, I wouldn't turn my nose up at her. I wouldn't even cross my mind, because I've been there and I've done it, and I know that age doesn't make you a mum.
No.
Like, it's in the heart what makes you a mum. Yeah, 100%. So I just think my advice would just be to just be yourself and to just not worry about what others think, because it doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter what it is in life. There are always people that are going to have an opinion, and there's always people that are going to judge. And at the end of the day, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to make things better. It's just the way the world is. And for that, you shouldn't let people change you or ruin your special moments with your child, bringing your child up.
And that goes for fleshy friends and for Instagram
friends. Yes, it does.
Oh, well, it's been so lovely talking to you, Megan. It just goes to show that not just myself and you, a lot of us mums in this changing world, friendships come and they go and you meet new ones. But thank you very much for listening and I can't wait to see you all again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed this week's chat just as much as I did. I absolutely love hearing about other amazing mummies' experiences. Don't forget to join us next week where I'll be speaking to yet another amazing guest. Bump, Babe and Beyond is hosted by me, Renee, from Mummy Style, and produced by the amazing Bang Boom Creative.